Coming up at the top of the hour in trending news, we'll talk about Vax Attack, the viral video of the restaurant hostess being attacked in New York City. Also in entertainment news, the iHeartRadio Music Festival was big over the weekend in Las Vegas, and one of the kings of comedy, Cedric the Entertainer, hosted the Primetime Emmys last night. We'll talk about all of these stories at the big top dog. Of the hour. Yeah.
He had a funny-ass right promo, man.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Monday. It's time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We forth gather. Auspiciously, as we reconcile with our reciprocity of engagement of doabilities, we carnivorously.
Oh, that's a new one there. Now that's new.
Postulate in a way where we. Remindfully. Fourth righteousness.
Ooh, you scared me with that long F. Go ahead.
Come on. Pitulate. I'm preaching now. Let us begin, Deacon, with church complaints.
All
I know
right,
it's so hard to follow that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see here. Sister Princess Banks. You know Sister Princess Banks. Her son, Jacoby, slammed his door after she told him to clean his room. Let me just cut to the chase and say her bail is set at $5,000. She's been charged with arson. She burnt the whole dough down. Do we bail her out or what do we do, pal? But that's sister.
Well, her bail is set as $5,000. That's $500. I'm going to go get her out because we support this type of thing. I remember when I was a boy, I slammed the door and I went to school and came home and the door was removed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You won't slam
wait,
no more.
Wait a minute. The whole door was completely gone?
Hinge and everything.
It was just an opening.
And
room.
Painted.
I painted.
Looked like an archway. I no longer had privacy the entire time I stayed there. So, yes, we will get a $500 and get her out of that.
All right, $500 for Sister Princess Banks. All right, let's move right along here, Pastor. The roller skating ministry wants to use the parking lot for practice. But we got too many potholes in the parking lot. Now, Crazy Legs on the roller skating ministry said the money you spend on your cigars monthly could pay to fix the parking lot. Now, I'm not getting in the middle of that, but I'm just saying that's what Crazy Legs is saying.
You can tell Crazy Legs go to hell. And now let's deal with the resurfacing of the parking lot. Crazy Legs is the only slim skater that we have.
All right.
It is the sheer weight of the membership on skates. Sister Earlene cracked the entire parking lot with new rollerblades. See, you got to spread that weight out on four wheels. When she put it on them rollerblades, she just cracked up that entire parking lot. Now, we got to resurface that thing. And what I want to say to Crazy Legs is, you stop letting everybody come on this parking lot and skate now. We're going to put a scale at the gate. And if you're over 250, you can't skate. That's all to it.
It's a 250 limit for the skate
250.
Ministry. Roller skating at 250.
I know nine people can't come right now. Ain't no way in hell they're going to be able to get down 250 by Saturday.
Well, you're cutting the ministry down now, Pastor. I don't know if they're going
to. It ain't a ministry. It's roller skating.
They call it a roller skating ministry now. I don't know if they're skating for the Lord or what, but they call it.
It's not a ministry, Deacon. I'm not going to say it no more. Quit calling it what it ain't.
What
you, in case you want to know who I'm hollering at, The answer is you.
Why are you taking a tone with me, though, Pastor? I'm not even in that tone.
Listen to me. Did you see the movie Godfather?
Yes, I did.
When Corleone told Sonny, the one that bring it to you. The one that bring it to you. Uh-huh. And is you not the one that's bringing it?
I'm bringing it, but I don't want you to kill the messenger.
In here with the complaint because you think you want me to do something about it. I told you, we not finna do that. 250, that's it. That's all I got.
250 weight limit, roller skating ministry. All right, let me move right along. I know you want to hear this or not. Brother Larry Elder wants to join the church to get closer to black people. Yeah, he came Saturday and Sunday, I'm sorry, and sat on the pew, and everyone moved when he sat on it. And then he ran up into the choir stand, and everybody stopped singing. He wants you to make them like him. Now, I don't know if you can handle this, Pastor, but that's... That's Brother Larry Elder. He wants to join the church.
I think the best way to sum this up is last week we were discussing Larry Elder. Well, not we, but they were discussing him on the morning show.
That's right.
J. Anthony Brown made a point that I really stuck with me.
What was that, Pat?
A homeless person threw a egg at Larry Elder.
Yes, they did. Hurled it.
Now, you got to be nothing for a homeless, hungry person to hurl a whole meal at you.
That's right. Now, that's right.
That egg could have sustained him for another day. He was willing to sacrifice another day of living. In the words of Rare Earth, I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
You just want to sing that song.
You better let him use you. When a homeless man, in the words of J. Anthony Brown, throws an egg away at you, you know how hard it was for him to get that egg? You know how hard it is for a home person to hold on to it.
And they need their protein.
You got to sleep right. You got to fight off robberies. Larry Elder is not gonna be a member of this church.
No.
And we have a multicultural church, but we have blacks, browns, and whites. We don't have no Uncle Tom.
All right, on that note, we got to say this. Coming up, at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment and national news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.